Wow, good rainy Wednesday to you. I was going to say happy sunny day. Was hoping that for May, but not quite yet. It's time for my favorite hour with Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. I'm on North Idaho Radio, and I have a very exciting guest. We've been teasing for it. Today we are talking with Jolie Love LaRue, and she comes to us with a whole litany of experiences and wisdom, and we'll get into a lot of the fun things she has done and is continuing to do. And in the meantime, I just want to let you know that I like to talk to people. I always try to seek out people who have basically, you know, that old cliche, made lemonade out of lemons. And really people who've had adversity in their life or challenged the norm, ways of getting out of their traditional, conventional models of life. And today is no less. Jolie, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much, Lindy. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. So, Jolie, I'm going to let you tell us a little tiny snippet bio. We'll have a short break, and then we can get into a little bit more. But Jolie has her big show coming up on March 30th. She will be in Naked and Afraid. And for those of you who don't know what it is, and I didn't know what it was at all until she actually happens to be an amazing hairdresser as well. And I stumbled upon her, and she did my hair, and we talked about this. But she, Naked and Afraid, is a reality, but even more than just a reality show. I'll let her describe it. But it is an actual show on Discovery Channel. So with that, why don't you tell us what that show even is and how maybe you chose to do it? It's quite brave.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindy. So, yes, my episode airs on March 30th. I am so excited to...
We all are.
Well, I just feel so honored to be part of the franchise officially because I am... My episode is considered a fan challenge. So it's a 14-day challenge. It is the shortest challenge that you can do within the franchise of Naked and Afraid. And so starting out as a fan and being able to participate in the challenge is so exciting.
Why would you choose this? I mean, I'm like, it's so brave. Like, I would never step in foot in a jungle with no shoes on, and let alone no clothes.
Well, really, the challenge came to me at like the perfect time in my life because I was looking to actually be pressurized and suffer a bit. I had gone through some pretty hard things that I was trying to get out of, and through that I had found this momentum of every time I started challenging myself with things, like just even, you know, not even training, just going and running a 5K and doing it, you know, not having a problem. I just, that kind of momentum of getting myself out of the rut that I was in. And so I just kept having this momentum of challenging myself. And I had said to my girlfriend, who is a huge Naked and Afraid fan, so I always say that I did it for her. But I had said to her, I was like, man, I need something harder. And I need something with nature, because I just felt like it would help just bring that soul.
Nature,
connection.
Soul, healing. Exactly.
Yeah, and do some of the healing. And she's like Naked and Afraid? And I'm like, yeah, like Naked and Afraid. It's time. It's time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I am one of those people who, if I'm going to commit to something, I'm going to do it. And so I did take it very seriously before even applying for the show. I went and trained with a couple mentors and legends that have done the show many, many times, and discovered through that experience that I am that crazy person that would go and do something like
that. And can endure it. So tell those of us what it is. Like,
yeah.
Again, I was new to it until you.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I get asked a lot, did you win?
Yeah.
And I just want to say first, there's no, it's a personal challenge. It's like doing a triathlon or something. It's just a personal glory type situation.
A big trophy at the end.
There's no prize. Your trophy, if you complete it, is you get this little beaded necklace. So it's kind of like a little bit of a trophy. But it is, in my mind, is the hardest survival challenge on the world. There's a little bit of people say a little bit about the show alone, but we don't have a prize that we're fighting for. So on your worst days, you don't have this pot of gold that's going to drive you through that hard day.
And you're literally naked and you meet a partner on set that day.
Yeah. And the whole naked thing too, it's not like to make it salacious or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely not sexual.
You know, a little bit of like meeting a stranger in the jungle naked. Of course, there's some allure to that, but it is that it makes the challenge so hard. You are in your most vulnerable state. You have very few tools. So you get a pot, a fire starter, and a cutting tool, and maybe one other item.
And you get to bring something, is that right?
Yeah, so we get to pick one thing, but it's not guaranteed that we'll get it. Mm-hmm. And so my one thing was a mosquito net that ended up, you know, I can't give too much away, but
no,
I was really glad to get that.
Oh, yeah,
it came
absolutely
in handy. And so the idea is to make it to the end. That's it. And you are just trying to survive. And they film these all over the world. There's different locations. You don't know till where you're going to be filming until very last minute. And so that you don't know who your partner is going to be. You meet on camera. You meet in that moment. And so it's a wild unfolding of who are you at your most vulnerable but primal self. What part of you kind of comes out. And it's very interesting to see that. And then to see that in a partnership with each other, you know, what does that bring out in
right,
each other?
Right, because they have the same experience. They're going through their own work at the same time.
Absolutely. Personal Everybody work. Is going to become that, you know, different parts of them that they may have never seen are going to come out, because there's not really another, you know, there's not really another challenge that exists like Naked and Afraid, as far as the drawn out suffering, the drawn out vulnerability, and like being in nature as well, and seeing that kind of evolution of self in that. There's nothing like it in the world, and it can be really dangerous. A lot of people don't realize it's very real. We have, you know, we can tap out, so we can decide we just can't go any further. You can be medically tapped out in certain circumstances. And then we are completely alone at night. The crew leaves. My crew had a 45-minute boat ride one way to leave at sunset. And we have, you know, one medic there. You know, so it's very real.
We're going to get into a little more of the details, but we do have to take our first break. But just for those of you who just joined us, we're talking with Jolie Love LaRue, who has already starred and done this amazing challenge, but she airs on March 30th. So it's very exciting if you want to catch your very first episode of Naked and Afraid, or if you're a continuing fan, as you say. So thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio. We'll be right back.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape-to-the-woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay. 208-263-6820.
I'm a 3-time Olympic gold medalist. I think about the team I had around me, teaching me to have discipline, what it takes to work hard, that formed me to become eventually one of the best athletes in the world. There's so many parallels to the team that the Idaho educators provide in our public school system. My name is Kristen Armstrong. I believe in myself because of an educator.
Share your story at idahoea.org and learn more about how you can support public schools.
Join us at the North Idaho Building Contractors Association annual Coeur d'Alene Home and Garden Show, sponsored by Leaf Garden, happening March 14th through the 16th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Over 100 vendors, expert advice, tasty food, and a fun scavenger hunt. What more could you ask for? The first 100 visitors each day will receive a free flower seed packet made for our local growing season. Scavenger hunters can win one of three $500 Visa gift cards. Don't miss out. Hours are Friday, noon to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is just $7 or $5 with a non-perishable food donation for the local food bank. Get your tickets and bring the whole family for an unforgettable weekend. Join us at the North Idaho Building Contractors Association annual Coeur d'Alene Home and Garden Show, sponsored by Leaf Garden, happening March 14th through the 16th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Over 100 vendors. See you at the Home and Garden Show, where inspiration grows.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
The Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce Membership Luncheon is this Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. in the Community Room at the Umpqua Bank Building in Sandpoint. Ting will be hosting. Seating is limited. To register, go to sandpointchamber.org.
All right, welcome back. We have such an enjoyable guest. We literally cannot stop talking during the breaks because I just think she has so much wisdom I want to glean for myself, of course, but also for all of you listening. And for those of you who just joined us, I'm talking with Jolie Love LaRue, who starred in Naked or is starring on March 30th on the Discovery Channel, Naked and Afraid. And again, I was saying, why would you ever choose to do this? And she said she just was looking for some sort of extended suffering, which brought up this really great conversation you missed during break. Sorry, but we'll jump back into it. Just about why would you want to put yourself in that place of extended suffering?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about leaving our comfort zone, right? And we know enough, we're evolved enough to know that when we're in our comfort zone, we're not growing. And what I have found is if you try to stay in your comfort zone without intentional effort to leave it, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, will bring lessons and situations. That's right. And it will come to you whether you like it or not, because I believe that's what we're here to do. And as humans, to have this human experience, we're here to discover where those boundaries are and how we can level up from there. And so I felt like I figured out the secret to life, that if I made suffering optional, that it made all those surprise suffering circumstances kind of go away. It made me more prepared for life. I have zero fear of anything.
We were talking earlier about, you know, is there a prize? And again, this is a reality show, but it really isn't. It's truly, as she was saying, this is Jolie's words, but it's more of an extreme sport. And it is. When you watch one of these, you're like, are you kidding me? Who would do that and put their body through that kind of starvation, foraging for food, all of that, which we'll get into in a moment. But the trophy is truly that you walk now in life mm-hmm. with this, you know, confidence that you can tackle anything and just deal with whatever. I mean, the fear is almost out the window. That's a gift. That's the trophy.
Yeah, it really substantially. I already was a pretty naturally fearless person, or ready to conquer my fears or not sitting in fears. But I, you know, little things like I still had a lot of fear with flying and turbulence and stuff. It's gone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've had it my whole life. Mm-hmm. It's literally just gone. So it's interesting how it's carried over into even the small cellular level of my life. It to be able to have the experience that I have had and show up for myself in the way that I was able to show up for myself. It's made me walk through the world differently. And I'm glad you brought up, it is, I consider, more of an extreme sport. It's also an exclusive extreme sport because you don't get to choose to go do it. You have to be chosen to do it. And so you kind of lay in wait for hopefully
another opportunity. What is that like? Do you send off a video of you doing, you know, sports, or how do you even get chosen? I don't know. This
yeah,
is...
exactly, because I'm not a professional survivalist, and that's why I was able to do the fan challenge. My hope is to be allowed to do the next challenge, which is the 21-day challenge.
I don't think we understand what a fan challenge is, or at least I don't, so I'm clarifying that for the audience just
in case. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was just telling my friend, there's no difference. It's just 1 week shorter. We don't get any extra advantages for not having, you know, professional survival skills or a huge background in survival. It's just 1 week shorter. That's it. That's the difference. The franchise added it later on in the history of the show. And I think it was really great because it allowed them to bring in even more diversity of people who were going to do the challenge. And so next would be to qualify with a 21-day challenge. Once you qualify with your 21-day challenge, you then can qualify to do a 40-day challenge, which is called an XL.
Wow.
And then they come up with some creative spin-offs sometimes. One's called Castaway. They've done 60-day XLs. There's different ones. So once you're in, it doesn't automatically mean you get chosen for those next level of challenges. But people who really respect this as more of a sport, they want to do it again, even though I said on the last last couple of days, I was like,
never.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I would do this again, but, you know, I would love to have the opportunity to be able to try again. I would love to try again.
I mean, very much like childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
You've forgotten how horrible it might have been.
Yeah.
It was horrible, wasn't it?
It was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, your body is put through so much. I had injuries. The moment I got in, I had an injury that didn't heal till 2 weeks after I got home. So I was dealing with that. There were some other things I was dealing with that I would love to come back and talk more about when I can after the episode airs. We can kind of get into it a little bit nitty gritty. But, you know, after I got home, it was like, okay, now what? Like, now what? Now that I've gone and attempted this, like, what's next? You know, I'd friends like,
go climb
a mountain. Like, it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't hit the same. And this is the long, drawn-out suffering type choosing to suffer. You literally are choosing to suffer. And then when you're done, you just feel so, like, accomplished from it.
And proud of yourself. Like, yeah. The value, the self-value is probably just, like, off the charts.
Yeah. And it doesn't even matter, like, how long you last in that. In the, you know, doesn't matter how far you make it into the challenge. That feeling that you've been able to do that, it still sits with you. It doesn't even matter.
That's the well you draw from when times are tough again.
Yeah, but it's incomparable. So you find yourself just kind of walking through the world looking for like that next pressurized situation.
You may choose that. I'm pretty sure I would not choose that.
Well, you may not at this moment, but who knows? And this is the thing I always say is the only difference between me going and attempting this and you saying you can't is one letter. It's just I can and I can't. It's the T at the end of that. It's the only difference. When we tell ourselves that we can't do something when we haven't even attempted it, we can't do it. We've already made the decision that we can't do it before we even attempt to do it.
It's like we lie to ourselves.
It's a self-fulfilled prophecy. It's a conviction of I can't.
It's the I'll start a new diet every Monday kind of a conversation.
Oh, I mean, I love having this conversation this is what I do a lot with my mentoring is helping people realize that you can't even show up for the people in your life if you can't show up for yourself. And we as a culture, as humans, are constantly saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start that new hobby I've been feeling drawn to. And then we don't. I'm going to start that new diet. I'm going to start that new exercise program. And then we don't. And what we do is we train ourselves to not be able to depend on ourselves, to show up for ourselves. And it goes back to the stories that we tell ourselves.
That is very powerful.
Wrapped up in that is I'm not good enough to do those things. I can't rely on myself, or it's acceptable not to rely on myself. And it can be really a profound shift in your life when you can confront that. People aren't even aware that they do it.
No, I wonder, when you said that, it's so interesting. We really have almost come not to rely on ourselves.
It's culturally acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah, we've accepted it. Exactly. Yeah. And why? Why did we go down that rabbit hole? It's so interesting. It's so different than, you know, generations ago where, you know, post-depression and people had to really show up, had to, for survival.
Well, I mean, Lindy, that like why, like this is what I encourage people to do is to ask themselves why and to start to like lift some of the layers of programming that have gotten you there. Like you should be angry that you have been programmed to be apathetic to yourself. And when you can stand in the truth of that with yourself and be accountable to yourself on that, that is when things start to shift. You have to be honest with yourself. And so it's deep, deep programming. I have so much empathy for being a human being.
Yeah.
I think once that you...
It is not easy. It isn't.
It can be hard. I think we make it harder on ourselves than it needs to be. We can make it easier.
Especially when we spend too much time in our heads.
Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of things that we do. I think even just life is hard is a slogan that has been presented to us. And
said it's a self-fulfilled prophecy. Yeah. We've
adopted it hook, line, and sinker. Life is hard. No, it's not. It's only hard if you determine it's hard. You can't if you determine you can't. And it's amazing once you realize how easy all of this, like just the verbiage and the spells we speak over our life, how simple it is to just shift those, you notice miraculous changes in your life overnight,
like yeah,
immediately. And this is a lot of the mentoring work that I do and a lot of the public speaking I do, because I found this out. And when you find this out, you want to share it with everybody. You know, it's hard. I want to be able to create space for people to, you know, me to be an inspiration to them and a lighthouse to them. I'm not going to force it on people, but I want to be an example of a different way of looking at your life and a different way of living
and showing up for yourself
and being brave enough to show up for yourself. You can do it. And so, this is my life's work. This is what I'm here to do. I don't really have any other plan now. Now that I know that this is what I'm here to do, this is what I'm doing.
We're all very lucky. We'll take another break. And when we come back, we'll get into maybe some of the harder moments in the show. We can talk about some of the things that really challenged you. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy and Jolie Love LaRue.
Since 1975, North Idaho Blueprint has been a trusted family-owned business, serving the community's printing needs. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or a homeowner dreaming of your perfect build, we're here for all your blueprint and printing needs. Located in Hayden and Sandpoint, we specialize in everything from large format printing to blueprints, banners, stickers, and more. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, check us out online at NorthIdahoBlueprints.com. Your blueprint to success.
Join us at the North Idaho Building Contractors Association annual Coeur d'Alene Home and Garden Show, sponsored by LeafGuard and happening March 14th through the 16th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Over 100 vendors, expert advice, tasty food, and a fun scavenger hunt. What more could you ask for? The first 100 visitors each day will receive a free flower seed packet made for our local growing season. Scavenger hunters can win one of three $500 Visa gift cards. Don't miss out. Hours are Friday, noon to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is just $7 or $5 with a non-perishable food donation for the local food bank. Get your tickets and bring the whole family for an unforgettable weekend. Join us at the North Idaho Building Contractors Association annual Coeur d'Alene Home and Garden Show, sponsored by LeafGuard and happening March 14th through the 16th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Over 100 vendors. See you at the Home and Garden Show, where inspiration grows.
How did you sleep last night? This is Jody for Sandpoint Furniture, and have I got a deal for you. Several of our Beautyrest Harmony mattresses are being replaced with a brand new collection, and that means we are selling our in-stock and floor model mattresses at drastically reduced pricing. The majority of these closeouts are queen size, but a few kings are still available. And yes, 12 months free financing on approved credit, and delivery is always available. So hurry into Sandpoint Furniture. These won't last long.
People from North Idaho are built for long, snowy winters.
And so are the Subarus they drive.
With symmetrical all-wheel drive, Every Subaru handles winter's toughest challenges with ease. No matter how harsh the weather gets, your Subaru stays in control.
Add heated seats and advanced safety features, and you're ready for anything winter brings.
Celebrate the Subaru A Lot to Love event now through March 31st at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
News Talk 97.1.
Okay, we're back, and I'm going to squeeze every second out of this interview because Jolie is very fascinating. Just talking with her about being so brave and challenging herself and putting herself in this intentionally, let's say, putting herself into this hard challenge, especially if you're just joining us. We're talking to Jolie Love LaRue, who is starring on March 30th in an episode of 14-Day Challenge of Naked and Afraid. So I want to just say I did read something on your Instagram. I found that interesting, that it was a bit of a warring couple. So these two you just meet, don't know anything about the person, and you just show up and you're both like, hey, so tell us what you can, I guess, about this experience, meeting your partner.
I'm limited on what I can tell you, but I'll say a friend found that article, and I laughed a bit that it's already being advertised and represented that I was warring with my partner, because we did definitely have our difficulties. And those difficulties on top of surviving were an additional challenge. Let's just say that, which expanded me. In a lot of ways, I think I was really mad at first. But
did you know right away, like, chemistry is a really pretty quick thing. But like, so you both show up on, tell us, like, you're on one side of a river, he's on the other, and then boom, you just see him and you're like, hi.
Yeah. So typically the way the show works is, you know, you're kind of whatever the geographic location is, you're walking through the jungle or the woods, and you just kind of come upon each other.
Okay.
It's kind of a cool moment because it is so authentic. So you'll definitely want to watch the show to be able to catch how that happens.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't get to see the episode before it airs. So that's the thing about this is I wasn't.
That they're promoting that you're this warring couple, which is interesting. Or not promoting, but they're already talking about it. Okay.
I will say I am not surprised because I was aware that there would at least be, you know, one tiff between us as part of the story. I knew there had to be. So I'm not surprised that it's being advertised for that. I think it's a huge honor to be part of this episode because the episode itself is making kind of history within the franchise. They have never done a two-hour episode for a 14-day challenge. So the episode itself has 2 hours. It's typically 1 hour and sometimes even only 45 minutes. So
one can only think there's that much content. That's exciting, actually. We're all excited to watch it now.
Yeah, I mean, knowing myself, I've been dramatic since the day I was born. So there is lots of crying. There is fighting.
It's very vulnerable.
It is. I mean, here's the thing that I can talk about, and it's kind of a good point to bring up, is I was living with my now ex-husband. We were separated for 6 months when I went to go film the challenge, but living in the same house in separate parts of the house. My children did not know I was going to be getting a divorce. We had decided to wait to tell the children until after I got through or got back from the challenge. So I had no idea how my children were going to take us getting divorced, their little family being broken up. I didn't know where I was going to live. I didn't know what my financials were going to be. I had so much stuff that I carried with me into that challenge. And, you know, at first, when my partner and I were having disagreements, I was really frustrated by that. But, you know, in hindsight, I know I had the experience that I was supposed to have. I have so much gratitude beyond for that experience because of what unfolded. It was exactly what I needed at that moment. But yeah, on top of going into this challenge and being the most vulnerable primal self, I was also had all of this stuff weighing on me. And you know, you're the one kind of breaking up your little family and knowing that everybody's going to be better because of it on the other side of it, but needing all of those people involved to kind of trust you through that. Like, that's a heavy weight to carry. And, you know, I am happy to say that we are on the other side of it. Everybody is happier. My kids are so well adapted. You know, my ex-husband and I are co-parenting like champs. Like, it's
wonderful that you can be that authentic with each other.
Yes.
But you're saying maybe the challenge putting you through that maybe prepared you for that.
I didn't know that I was going to be sitting in this space that I am now. A year later, because I filmed this a year ago. But I am so, so grateful to have had that time in nature, in my suffering, in my vulnerability, even in my difficulties with my partner, to just really get some perspective on it before coming home and having a whole nother challenge that I was going through, right? It was like this secondary challenge that I knew was going to happen, you know?
Which is also such a hard one. But honestly, I can't imagine, honestly, that it would be as hard as what you went through for 14 days. I mean, that sounds, I don't know, maybe, but just, again, you have to forage for your food. There's no water, right? Like, there's a crew there, but you don't talk to anybody, right?
Yeah, they're more documentarians is how I like to say it.
This, like, they're filming a grasshopper's.
The crew is amazing. Uh-huh. And this is really something kind of cool to talk about too is, you know, as a fan watching the show, and then you're in the show and you actually see into the cameras, you know, you're seeing behind the curtain.
What they see, yeah.
Not only was I having my personal experience through that challenge, I was watching the crew have their experience in the challenge. You're kind of witnessing them as well have this whole other parallel experience. My crew was amazing. It was very female dominant, and I felt really bonded with them. They were so supportive, but you know, they are more like documentarians. They are not to disrupt the process that you're in when you're going through the challenge. And that, there's an art to that, you know?
Oh, sure.
So there's a lot of respect for the entire production.
Wow. So you can't, but I just have to say, so you do have to find your own food and water.
Oh yeah. You're completely,
can you paint sort of a day for us a little bit? Not necessarily one of the days that you did.
Yeah, of course.
So again, most of you to Naked and Afraid.
Well, something important to know is just to get a sip of water, you have to collect firewood. You have to make a fire with a fire starter. You don't have a lighter or anything, and you have to make a fire from what is around you. So, like, you know, we had difficult wood to work with. Right?
And if
so
it's a wet climate, which it very well could be.
Exactly. There's all sorts of challenges just in making the fire. You have to make the fire. You have to find the water. You have to collect the water. You have to boil the water. You have to boil the water for 5 minutes. It takes a while from water putting it on the fire just to go to boil. Then it has to boil for 5 minutes. And then you're in 100-degree weather. I was in the Philippines. You're in 100-degree weather, and you have to wait for it cool enough for you to take a sip. And that's just for a sip of water.
Wow.
That is just for a sip of water. So your entire day really revolves around that process of rinse, repeat, collecting firewood, making fire,
finding how you're going to start the fire,
boiling water, you know, and usually if the fire's gone out at night, you know, the hope is that you can have some embers, but a lot of times there aren't. And so you're starting from scratch.
Do you use like the flint stone?
Yeah,
I mean, that's really what you do? Like
Striker, yep.
Okay. Onto moss or something, I suppose.
Moss is not really a great tinder, but again, it
tree bark.
You don't know till you get to your location. And that's a thing. Like, you know, people are like, how do you prepare? You can only prepare so much because you have to see what is in your direct area to utilize. And you have to be able to be adaptable and you have to have a good mindset. If you are not adaptable and you don't have a good mindset, then you have no business attempting this challenge. It will take you out because it's mindset's the number one part of survival.
I think that it is even, you know, to overcome so many of the mental challenges we have with ourselves, you know, just that shifting that perspective and changing the language you use with yourself. Very important.
Yeah, I would say that my mindset was my strongest skill set that I had going into the challenge. That being said, also taking into consideration kind of the place I was in mentally when I went into the challenge, like I could have maybe handled some situations better, but I'm proud of myself. I feel good about it. I'm so excited to see the edit on it and see what makes it. I'm so proud to be part of the franchise. Yeah, I will forever be a fan. It's got a huge cult following. There's these fan clubs on Facebook with tens of thousands of people. And I was already in those fan clubs. So to be able to be a cast member that's being posted in the fan clubs now is such an honor. And, they're just so interactive and so supportive. The moderators of those fan clubs, they really just kind of like, once the show was released and the cast was released, they really just like kind of gathered us up in their arms. They put us into group chats and like connected us as a cast because none of us know each other, you know?
Yeah, right.
And so it's been really cool because you have this thing that you share. Even if you didn't do a challenge together, you share this
extreme hardship,
one of one unique experience that only other people who have attempted it, can understand.
Possibly
and
relate to.
Instantly bonds you. And, so that's been really neat for me to kind of, I'm a people person. I love connections with humans. And so that's been
really.
I do
too. Yeah. Obviously.
I am. Yeah.
It's not a dying, thing, but I mean, it is interesting how, you know, social media and it has really put a separation into like the actual connection.
Well, this is another thing with like labeling ourselves something and then like dying on that hill of like, I am now that thing. This word introvert became very popular. And unfortunately, it became a way that some people hide in their comfort zone because now they've got a kind of a label for why it's acceptable for them.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
I'm not saying that everybody has to be social. No. I come from a place of privilege in the sense that I am, you know, I thrive in social situations and interacting with other people. But I, in my work with people, notice people rely a little bit on that label of themselves. And I have pushed people beyond seeing that and come to realize that they aren't even an introvert. Maybe the circle they've created for themselves isn't a circle that they thrive in, right? Or it's just made it an acceptable way to like, oh, no, I don't have to do that because I'm an introvert, right? Mm-hmm. And it becomes their identity. And this goes for being an introvert. This goes for any kind of diagnosis medically. I just really like to kind of push people's boundaries of how do they see themselves? How do they label themselves? And what is their identity? And just give them the opportunity to know that in a moment you can change that identity. You can just change it.
It takes discipline. And a commitment to it.
It's not something that's just going to necessarily always happen in the moment. It can. Everybody's activation points are different. Somebody might hear me speak at something and it inspires them to start something new. But with another client, we might work together for a year before we see some really like big movement in externally see some big movement in their lives. They're going to internally see benefits from investing in themselves and their personal growth. But
well, this is a perfect segue because we're going to take our last and final break. And when we come back, Jolie, I'd love you because I think there might be some people out there who might be very interested in connecting with you as a mentee. I know we talk about, we can talk more about it after the break, but, just working with you and maybe challenging themselves and putting themselves outside of their comfort zone. So we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
In Idaho, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 11.5 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 43,000 Idahoans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $20.2 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose, too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack-a-doodle.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
May your blessings outnumber the shamrocks that grow, and may trouble avoid you wherever you go. St. Patrick's Day is Monday, March 17th, and Winter Ridge is ready to help celebrate. Our meat department has corned beef available now, limited supply, so grab yours while you can. On the big green day, our deli will be serving corned beef and cabbage at the hot bar, and the bakery will have fresh baked soda bread. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious, at the corner of Lake Kimboyer and Sandpoint.
Spring and summer in North Idaho, for so many of us, our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, reminding us all that when we do crank, slide, and shove those windows open, that it's the favorite season for bugs, too. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring your screens in need of repairs. We can rescreen and repair them, or build you new ones. We also offer professional installation of the retractable screen doors. There when you need them, out of sight when you don't. So remember, for all your home screening needs, it's Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
American Heritage Wildlife Foundation needs your support. For over two decades, volunteers have been responding to ever-increasing demands to help wild reptiles, amphibians, birds, and mammals. American Heritage Wildlife Foundation is the only locally authorized conservation group providing rehabilitative care for injured and orphaned wild animals. Give time and talent. AHWF.org. AHWF.org.
News Talk 97.1
KSBT KBFI. Okay, we are cruising into our last 6 or 7 minutes with Jolie LaRue starring in Naked and Afraid. On March 30th on the Discovery Channel, the very first two-hour, 14-day challenge episode. Very exciting, and I'm so grateful you joined me today as a guest. And I think you're so inspiring. I think it's just, it's incredible to put yourself through something like that. And, I mean, would you ever do it again?
Oh, I will absolutely do it again.
Really?
If I am given the opportunity, I
will. It is. We're back to the childbirth analogy. You know, yes.
I don't feel done.
Okay.
I don't feel done.
It also, I mean, you set your bar so high. Like what's next? I don't know. You know, like you said, what, Mount Everest? I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, what is, I mean.
I really don't feel done. I am definitely manifesting another opportunity.
And those, this is a radio show, so you don't know who I'm sitting across from, but this is a striking, may I share your age or just.
Sure.
Just shyly under 50. I mean, strong woman. I mean, 48-ish?
46.
I know you told me one time, so I knew. But still, mid to late 40s, choosing this kind of a challenge, sitting here saying she would do it again. I mean, it's so bold and inspiring for women who are kind of like, oh, okay, I'm just, life is good in our comfort zone. You know, it's we are here to walk with a purpose, and I really appreciate that in you.
Yeah, I want to inspire women that age has nothing to do with what you can accomplish.
Today actually is my birthday, 57. So, whoa.
Happy
right?
Birthday,
I know.
Wendy.
Happy birthday. But I'm just saying, so like for me at 57, yeah. It's like, okay, I'm not going to do that one. But hey, what's the music still in me?
I was realizing the other day that I'm only 9 years from qualifying to live in a 55 and up community, and that feels ridiculous.
I'm there.
It made me look at it and go, this is so strange. We are living so much longer, and yet culturally, society, we have not kind of caught up to that. I would think they should change it to 75 and up, right? Yeah. 55, it's so young.
Well, geez, but
back
still
when
a
they
baby.
Back when they created stuff like that, it was kind of like you were nearing retirement. And so I think a lot of times we are still succumbing to these ideals of like being in your 50s. 50s is like the new 30s.
Yeah.
And
I certainly don't mentally feel it.
No, and us Gen Xers are in the best shape of our lives. We look the youngest out of any generation that has, you know, been in this age group before. We look the youngest. We're investing in ourselves mentally, spiritually, physically. And so, you know, age is just a number at this point. I feel I'm aging in reverse. I mean, you can look at pictures of me even from just a year and a half ago. It doesn't even look like the same person. So clearly the work that I'm doing, it's not just changed my inside. It is reflecting in my physical appearance. I mean, people comment who know me are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I know, I see it too. I look in the mirror and I'm just like, wow.
But you're living from that place of spirit.
I am just
and non-attachment. That's so powerful. We touched on that just so briefly, but it's nice to not have these expectations with every little thing and just see each thing sort of unfold. It's a free spot.
It can be scary at first, but this is the first time in my life I haven't had a concrete plan. And I realized that all my plans in the past were trying to have control, and control was trying to make me feel safe. Mm-hmm. And now that I have no fear, I have no need to feel safe. Yeah. So I can play life a lot harder. I can take all the risks. I can just step off those ledges because I've done it and I've known that kind of the path appears as I'm going. And it's been a profound shift in my life, and I can't go back now. And this is where, like, I love the public speaking and speaking to women. I'm open to doing more workshops. I'm doing one on Friday in Coeur d'Alene. I have one guest spot open still. So if somebody wants it, it's 7 to 9 a.m. on Friday in Coeur d'Alene. You can DM me on Instagram if you're interested in taking that last guest spot. It is free.
So that is the, you know, we've just got a few minutes left, but I mean, if any of you are interested in working with Jolie, or you feel called to just maybe flesh out something, or maybe just hatch maybe tangible goal or something. I mean, you sound like you'd be open to obviously working with people out there as a mentor or offer a speaking engagement. I think you'd just be brilliant for young people right out of college to help them, you know, face this life.
I've done a lot of mentoring of young people, but I really don't have an age or demographic.
Do you work with men or women?
I can work with men or women.
I think you'd be a great man coach too. I mean, just your energy would kind of call it out.
I do have a couple really great
mentor.
Men that I mentor. And I think it is because I'm able to kind of get into my masculine energy as well.
You have to access that to do this challenge. So.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is the masculine. So tell us your Instagram information. I'd rather it come from you than me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I misspell it.
Yeah. So you can find me at jolie.larue. It's JOLIE.LAROUX on Instagram or Facebook. You can also email me at thejolielarue@gmail.com. And all of my mentoring programs are all customized for the client, exactly what they need. And stay tuned to my socials because I have more and more events that are coming up, and it is the best way to kind of see where I'll be as I travel around and everything. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. And as we, you know, spring starts to emerge, it's a great time if you've got an event coming up, maybe to have you come as a speaker to inspire a collective group of people to, you know, just step into spring with maybe a little lighter step and trying to spark their joy again.
Definitely hit me up. I'm open.
I would love it. I will also have this link in the Let Your Color Out Instagram or lindylewis.com. I will link this radio show. So if you want to listen to it, you're welcome to do that as well. And then the other thing is just make sure you tune in on March 30th on the Discovery Channel. And that is the end of our hour. Jolie, thank you so much for joining me. I just wish you the best and very excited you joined me today.
Thanks so much, Lindy. I can't wait to come back.
All right. You all have a wonderful Wednesday, and you're listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.